Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. On this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I discuss how you can improve your returns process for both your customers and yourself. Returns are a natural part in the life cycle for online store owners. If your return system turns into a negative experience for your shoppers, you could lose their business. Likewise, if you can make returning goods a positive experience, you can build trust and loyalty. Today, we'll discuss some different ways to improve this process, including an option to outsource it to a company called Happy Returns. We'll explain why this solution benefits both you and your customers. On this episode, you'll hear the standard percentage of returns merchants can expect these days, what you can do to make it better, what Happy Returns does and how it works, and the upside of working with Happy Returns. If you're looking for ways to improve your returns process, then this is one episode you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma.
Chris, welcome back to the show. Great to see you again.
It's good to see you, Ryan.
Today we're talking about returns, which is not always the funnest part about running your own store. So let's kind of put this issue into context here. What's kind of the standard percentage of returns merchants are looking at these days?
Especially as we step into holiday seasons, it can go way up. But I'd say holiday season, you're going to expect between 15 and 30% of online purchases to get returned. And that can be because, you know, I bought my mom the wrong gift. She already had it. That could be, oh, wow, I bought stuff and I can't afford it, right? I went too far. There are going to be a lot of reasons, but in 2019, holiday returns were more than 40 billion.
Wow. Right? Okay. Billion with a B.
Yeah, with a B, which is just crazy. Right. So at the end of the day, right, it's something to pay attention to. You gotta think about, you know, that returns are going to happen. The question is, can you navigate returns and not make them be so cruddy? Right. Can you make the experience for customers? If you make the customer jump through 40,000 hoops to get $100 back, they're not coming back, right? Like, that's it. That's the end of it all. But if you do some things really right, they might return something and turn around and instead of asking for a refund, they might exchange it and pick something else. Or, you know, you might end up building enough rapport with them through really positive interaction and design that they're like, you know what, I really appreciate how you handle this. So now you've converted me and now I'm going to buy more from you, right? So there's ways to make returns not suck as bad as they do. And that's, you know, as a store builder, our job is to pay attention to this stuff, know about these options, help people think through, help merchants think through the strategy behind it so that, you know, they win.
Right. I think it's important to kind of notice the reasons you gave. And none of the reasons you gave are that it's your fault as a store builder or store owner. There's lots of reasons why people bring it back. So you don't have to take it personally if people are returning something.
Absolutely. And yeah, in fact, the only time it's your fault, right, is if you sent something that was broken, right? If you sent the wrong thing, right? So if I order something that is extra large and you send me small or medium, yes, I need to return it. But I really want, I ordered the one I wanted. I want it back. Like, send me the right one, but I'm a happy camper. Or you sent me something and I bought a toy for my son and it's broken, right? Those, that's on you. But all the rest of the reasons, they could completely be customer reasons and reasons that frankly, you're just like, okay. Like we moved into this house a couple months ago. I bought a candle thing that I swear was going to fit perfectly on this little table. And then we got it. And I clearly had not read the dimensions. I had seen it in the photos, but I had not. And it was 2 times bigger than I thought it would be. And it didn't fit on that, you know, on that table. Now, it turns out I liked enough that I didn't return it. I just put it somewhere else in the house. But someone else might have said, no, that's the only space I had was on that little table. And I didn't read the dimensions correctly. It's my fault. But I still want to return it because, hey, I can't stick it on the table I thought I was going to put it on, right? So as a merchant, merchants don't have to feel bad about returns, but they do have to figure out, okay, how can we do this? And how can we do this in a way that minimizes cost?
Right. So let's talk about ways that we can make this better. Are we talking about making it easier, or like what do we mean by better here?
I think it's everything, right?
Okay.
Can we make it so that when someone says, I would like to return this, can we offer them exchanges rather than refunds, right? Is it intelligently, right? So on the one hand, is there a way to do a recommendation? On another, what work do they have to do to actually return it, right? If you say, well, go to this website, register this information, print out this label, get yourself a box, put the label on the box, make sure you tape it this way. Don't use this kind of tape or else, you know, FedEx won't accept it. Then take it to FedEx, stand in the line. Then, like, if you give me 18 steps and something that's going to take me 2 hours, I'm likely not going to return it unless it's really high value, but I'm also likely never going to buy from you again because I'm now frustrated. But on the flip side, if you're like, hey, bring it to one of these 500 locations and just drop it off, right? I think Amazon did something recently with Kohl's where Amazon was like, hey, if you don't want to ship it back to us, just take it to Kohl's and drop it off and they'll ship it back to us. And you realize there's a dynamic there, right? That people don't pay attention to. And it's the bulk, it's the cost savings of bulk shipping. If every single person ships something that they want to return, if every person ships it from 200 different locations of their own homes, and say Amazon has to pay for all 200 because they sent you the sticker that goes on the box to pay for the shipping, then Amazon's paying for 200 different shipping with 200 different locations. But if all of us drop it off at a Kohl's and Kohl's aggregates 10 or 20 into one box and then ships it back to Amazon, price is dramatically lowered, right? Bulk shipping is different. So if you could leverage the same strategy as a store builder, if you could tell your merchants, hey, you may want to think about returns a little differently, right? And it might save you money than this, you know, point-to-point approach, that would be interesting, right? So can you make recommendations? Can you make it easier and faster? Can you create opportunities so that there are lower costs to processing a return? All of that is how we make it less bad.
Okay. So I want to talk about happy returns because they're kind of an interesting space here. Who are they and what do they do?
So they're a company that I, you know, like you, we're out looking at who's doing what and who's using who and how are they doing this. And Happy Returns pops up and you go, who are these people, right? And what are they doing? Well, it's a service, right? And it's a service that lets you outsource return management. So if you don't want, and so as a store builder, right? If I'm giving that advice to merchants and I'm saying, hey, here's some things you could think about. One of the first things I'm going to do is let's just take all this return stuff off your plate, right? Mm-hmm. And so you go, okay. So Happy Returns with an S, they have more than 700 locations called Return Bar, right? 143 metro locations in 41 states. They have places where you can just drop stuff off, right? And by doing that, you also get the benefit of that bulk shipping we were talking about because they aggregate it and send it off, right? So that's going to lower the cost for merchants of managing that. The dynamic is also you can have their software navigate this idea of, hey, I want to return this. And you go, great. let's show you what are other options that you can exchange for this, right? So it's that, can I convince a customer to exchange instead of return?
Yeah.
For example, I had bought that candle thing that was too big. Well, can they show me smaller candles, right? Like, oh, here's a candle holder that actually is, instead of 8 inches wide, it's 4 inches wide. And I'd be like, oh, that's great. And it changes the nature of my relationship, my interaction, because now I'm doing an exchange, I'm not doing a return. So they play in this whole game to make sure that I walk away feeling like this was fantastic, right?
Yeah.
And what they've seen from their customers is that on average, right, about 36% of their customers will choose an exchange over a return. So think about the revenue impact that has when you're not having to wipe out that sale. You're not having to say, nope, we made no money on this person. You're saying, I might have made different money, less money, what have you, but I didn't lose the deal, even though they showed up wanting to do a return.
Okay. So that's part of what Happy Returns offers, is they're trying to help people make exchanges rather than returns.
Yeah, it's one of the features
that's
in the whole thing. So it's a really interesting solution. And I think what's happening is, again, most merchants don't even know that this is a thing, right? They don't realize that you could outsource the return stuff. So what ends up happening is, you know, I have a friend of mine who runs a small online shop, and it's her. It's just her. She runs the whole thing. So returns are Thursdays. Thursdays is she's going to take a chunk of her day, and she's just going to go, who asked for returns? And then what do I have to send them? And what do they send me back? And how do I have to process the refund? And it's just a pain. And you go, well, what if you didn't have to do any of that? If you're a store that makes just a little bit of money, right? Or just has a lower amount of volume. And by lower amount of volume, right? Let's talk about less than 500 returns. Okay. You could be a decent sized store and still have less than 500 returns in a month. But if you have less than 500 returns in a month, they will charge you $350. And you're like, that's just crazy, right? Yes, yeah. I will pay $350 a month for you to take care of everything. And I don't want to have to deal with this stuff, right? So that's where it becomes really, really interesting. And it works with UPS and FedEx and USPS. It works with, you know, all your 3PL integrations that you need. So if you're using inventory management software or warehousing software, stuff like that, right? It'll connect up. It'll connect with your e-commerce platforms. It will give you analytics and reporting so you can see what's going on. You can tweak the return reasons based on which product category it's in, right? So not everybody's going to be like, didn't fit. And you're like, didn't fit? You bought a table. Like, what does didn't fit mean?
Yeah.
And so you're like, no, I need different reasons to collect on my products based on the category I'm in. So it does a whole bunch, including that one-click exchange based on variants. So if I need the smaller version or the larger version, I can just say, oh, I got the, you know, I picked the wrong one. I thought I was an XL and it turns out I'm a large. And so I just need the one lower and it'll process it for you, right? Okay. So it's very powerful. And then if you have, you know, from 500 to 1500 returns in a month, the price goes up to $500. And then over 1500, it goes up and it's a, you know, call them and they'll get you a custom price. But this is an incredible outsourcing opportunity that store builders, right, it's not if you're doing digital stores, but if you're doing any kind of physical e-commerce and people ever return stuff back, this is one of those things where you go, yeah, we should probably tell you about Happy Returns.
Okay. So to kind of like sum this up, I mean, you've mentioned so many good features about it, but really from like the store builder's perspective, the main benefits that this provides you, I mean, the obvious one is time, right? You outsource something, it frees you up to do other things, but what are kind of the other like just main benefits for your store?
So I think my deal, when I think about it, is it's all the stuff that I'm going to have to code that I don't want to code to solve what is a fairly, you know, a small space of problems. So let's just imagine, right, that my I have a gal that runs a tea store, right? So she sells tea and ships it to you in bags and all this stuff, right? So imagine that she comes to me and says, "Hey, Chris, when someone does a return, I want them to be able to go in and look at their orders and then pick a return and say, I want to return this product." Mm-hmm. And I go, "Okay, what do you want then?" "I want you to then connect over to USPS, get a return label, and email it to them." "Okay, do you think I can do that for less than $350? Because I can't, right? Like, just the nature of building, and I'm only talking about one part, right? The label, the shipping label, like, because I have to create a UI in the order, you know, in your historical orders. I have to create a link that says I want it returned. Then I have to take you to a screen that says, okay, let's confirm your information. Then I have to connect to an API to go out to USPS or go out. I probably have to go first and check to see which one of these, you know, can go from you to me at the cheapest rate. So I probably have to go and connect to three different ones and collect the rates based on my address and your address. Then I pick one. Then I have to send another API call to get the label to bring it back to print and then give them a link to that PDF that they're going to print and then let them print. It's thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Right? It's thousands of dollars and not one or two, right? So imagine I have to do all that. And instead I just go, "Hey, let me show you what Happy Returns does." And they go, "Oh my God, not only does it do this, but also it would let people just take it somewhere and drop it off. This would be fantastic." And it has one click for the variant order change. And you go, "Yeah, let me show you this stuff." And they go, $350 a month. That's okay. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Right?
So I think for me, because the other thing is it doesn't end there, right? This is the nature with store builders, and you know this happens between store builders and merchants. The merchant doesn't say, "This is the full scope of what I want." The merchant says, "Here's the first part of what I want." And then right after they do the first part of what they want, they come back and they go, "Oh, by the way, can I get a report on which products are getting returned more than others?" And you're like, "That's another couple thousand bucks." And they're like, "Oh, can I do a rate optimization so that you actually go scan these things, come back and figure out which one is the best so that we do returns by the best price?" That's another several thousand, right? Like, so, and it's stuff that doesn't, like, it's not going to make me thrilled to code because it's a totally one-off. Like, imagine I build all that and I go, "Here you go." And then I ask you 2 months later, "How's it working?" You're like, "No, we haven't had a return yet." Or, "We had two returns. So far, it seems like it's okay." And you're like, "Two? That's it," right? So I want to get the most bang for my buck in the work I do that delivers the highest value. So this is one of those where you go, I'm going to get nickeled and dimed for 20 features that is going to come over time that are going to be edge case scenarios. And I don't want to code that at all. And Happy Returns has already done it all. So let's just go make it make sense.
Right. Right. Okay. Chris, thank you so much. That was great.
Awesome.
All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on some practical steps for improving the way you handle returns. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do. And we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.